This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Building 7, that's also real.
Yeah, but, yes.
I think they.
I can't think of any ones that aren't fucking true.
Didn't they blow them all up, 1, 2, and 7? Because they all came down in a controlled demolition.
Oh, that's crazy talk.
Well, that would be wild.
The next thing you're going to tell me is that the FBI instigated January 6th.
That'd be weird.
You guys are fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'd be absolutely shocked. You know, the reason I think Building 1, 2, and 7 all came down in a controlled demolition is because of the way they fell completely straight down into their own footprint.
That happens all the time.
Oh, well, good point.
Except never before or since.
That proves it.
It happened every day, all the time on 9/11 it happened.
Yeah,
I mean, left and right it was happening.
Like, every time a building comes down on 9/11 in that city, when it was those three buildings, it happened like that.
My favorite is that Building 7 fell into its own footprint because a plane hit another building a couple of hundred yards away. Of course that's how it works.
The first 47-story steel structure to ever collapse in its footprint from office fires, ever in the history. And there's been buildings. You can look, the Mandarin Oriental in Japan, I believe, burned for like 46 hours. No structural integrity issues whatsoever.
They tell me that World Trade Center 1 and 2 were built to sustain an impact from a jetliner. I don't know if that's true, but that's just what I read, and I'm not supposed to do my own research.
Well, and we got to talk about this. No, but 9/11, this is my favorite thing, and this is my fake Jerry Seinfeld joke, but on September 11, 2001, we watched those buildings fall, and the FBI was still able to find two passports. Somehow, they weren't able to find a black box, they weren't able to find an engine, but they found two of the terrorist passports. So Jerry Seinfeld used to have a joke, it's like, you know, the black box always survives a plane crash. Why don't you build the plane out of the black box? We should build the plane out of the freaking passports if they fucking survive like that. Makes no sense, wake up! And then, guys, we use it as a pretext to go to the Middle East and we find weapons of mass bullshit. They didn't have anything. They didn't have one damn thing. They said, oh, we got some tubes. Let's go kill a million Afghani citizens.
Hey, bullshit. I don't know exactly what's happening in Ukraine, but I do know whatever they're saying is happening on the news, that's the truth. And
I'm looking at these buildings 1 and 2, and the nanothermite they found in the dust is military grade incendiary that they use to melt steel. And then you find all this melted steel. What the fuck? I mean, come on. Okay, I'm not a genius, but I can do math, and I got logic. So who lined? I don't know who lined the building with this nanothermite. Why was there nanothermite in the dust?
It was George Bush's brother, Marvin Bush, that was in charge of security for the World Trade Center. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, guys, look it up. Marvin Bush, George Bush's brother, was in charge of security. And they even said before the attack that there were certain employees, I think it was like Wells Fargo or Chase Bank, that they couldn't be there at a certain time because they were doing construction on the building. On the elevator shafts is where they were doing it. So if you were a smart person, I'm not an engineer, I'm a retard, but I think if you're going to blow up a building, you'd want to put it in the structural part where the elevators are. So, come on, ipso facto.
Luke, boom. Luke, Larry Silverstein had a dermatologist appointment that morning.
Yeah. It was a coincidence, you know? I remember talking to him about not showing up for work that day, as, of course, he had, you know, breakfast in the windows of the world every morning with his daughter and his son. And all of his family, for some reason, didn't show up. Later, we had actually his security guards come to me and say, hey, he was actually on his way to work on 9/11 until he got a phone call telling him not to show up. But it's a big old coincidence.
But Luke,
as of course, Mayor Willie Brown, who you know, helped Kamala Harris get off her knees and into the political circus, also was another individual who magically was also warned not to fly on that day and canceled his flight.
Well, guys, everybody needs to give Luke a round of applause because he's the only
Luke.
Guy. No, he's the only guy to ever call out Larry Silverstein to his face. Google Luke Rutkowski, Larry Silverstein. It's a video that's nearly 15 years old now, right?
Well, we actually confronted him 3 times. He didn't really like being questioned about it for some reason. It's almost as if there was, you know, something.
Well, don't forget all the money. Don't forget the insurance policy.
He did 2 insurance policies. He got double the money, and then he wasn't there, and then he was an individual that proclaimed on PBS, we just had to pull the building on that particular day, as, of course, there were so many different individuals. There were so many eyewitnesses. Kevin McPadden, a friend of mine, was there. He literally saw the countdown. He literally saw 10 to 1 countdown explosion, Building 7. Then, of course, there's the case of Barry Jennings, which I think is the biggest conspiracy within a conspiracy, which highlights a really weird scenario of an eyewitness there that saw it, saw the bombs, saw the explosions, who went missing and then was never really found again after coming out and speaking out against how he saw everything that conflicted the official story. Then there's Willie Brown, another individual that was the last man out of the Twin Towers who literally saved hundreds of people, who literally dived underneath a fire truck. And he came and said, yeah, it was weird because there was bombs going off in the basements that ripped my friend's skin apart right after the plane hit on top of the building, which, of course, didn't add up, didn't make sense at all. So, of course, the real truth here is that we don't know what's going on, but the government is full of shit. They lied to us, and this started this larger perpetual destruction internally of the United States. We had the Bill of Rights destroyed. We had our civil rights destroyed. We had individuals that now have the excuse to start a war on terror that has turned around and very, very kind of weirdly also now is targeting the same Republicans that started those laws. And now we're living in this kind of Orwellian deep state kind of nightmare that was started off with 9/11, in my opinion.
Well, you know, you very well said, Luke. You know, I find it interesting that we started off talking about conspiracies that were true. And I mentioned JFK's assassination. And that's when the CIA, they didn't invent the term conspiracy theorist, but they certainly weaponized it and they ramped it up. And so anybody who had a question about the assassination, they would you would be called a tinfoil hat, the conspiracy theorist. And they still do that today. And it's look how they've taken, you just said you were looking at the truth of 9/11. Well, they took the word truth and they turned it into a toxic fucking phrase. Oh, you're a truther. What? You made the word truth a bad thing? That's how powerful propaganda is. That's how they can make ivermectin into being some kind of horse poison instead of a Nobel Prize winning human medicine. That's the power of propaganda. And people in America don't realize they're the most propagandized people in the whole fucking world, even worse than China.
And I want to make this point.
Let them clap.
Don't clap. Look up a thing called Operation Northwoods. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, both Joint Chiefs of Staff agreed to do a dry run of 9/11 where they hijacked airplanes, fly it into buildings in Florida in order to be the pretense to start a war with Cuba. So they already had this plan. And, I mean, you can look it up, Operation Northwoods. So, I mean, it's very stupid to think that the government's not involved in 9/11. Personally,
Alex,
I mean,
who's your favorite hot Latina booty?
AOC! Where's my girl AOC? Big booty Latina. She has no brains, but she's got a good butt. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
I got to talk about Kennedy for a minute because, okay, so Oswald got, they pinned this crime on Oswald. They said Oswald, and Oswald, as he's being carried away, is like, I'm a patsy. So what, he loaned his rifle to like some communist organization he was working with, and then that's the rifle that was used to kill Kennedy. They found it in the building with Oswald, like 2 floors down, while he's upstairs eating his lunch, while they find the fucking guy after Kennedy apparently was shot by him. He's sitting around eating his lunch. You kidding me? That's not what someone would do if they just murdered the president. You go fucking run. So who, what?
Well, I gotta say this. I'm in Dallas, so I'm very partial to the JFK assassination. I go to the grassy knoll all the time and smoke weed. But that's neither here nor there. My point is, Jack Ruby, the guy that killed Lee Harvey Oswald, was such a fan, as a lone gunman, was so sad that JFK got killed, yet he had never voted for JFK, never been to a JFK event, and was not at the grassy knoll the day of the shooting. So listen, I see all these MAGA heads. You guys are at every freaking rally. So if you're a real fan, don't you think they'd be at JFK's rally or at least vote for the guy? So that's how we know. I think Jack Ruby's one of the big smoking
guns.
It's
not like they had MK Ultra secret psychological experiments and programs on mind control back then that could obviously warp someone's mind with trauma-based mind control. It's not like they were working on literally hijacking people's mind and making them the perfect unit for a weaponized individual to do whatever they wanted them to do when they did it. As, of course, these same psychological experiments literally came from Nazi Germany and then were saved and then brought into the CIA and then working with, of course, the intelligence agencies, torturing a lot of unsuspecting Americans.
You know, my favorite conspiracy that isn't talked about enough is called the business plot. It was when they tried to get Smedley Butler to lead a fascist coup in the American government in, like, 1932
or
something. War is a racket. Yeah, what the fuck? So how long has this been going on? 1913 is when the bankers got their grips on our country with the Federal Reserve Act. Was it before that when the Zionist movement started pushing this weird Middle Eastern takeover in the late 1800s? I don't know. When did the corporations start to take over this country? Was it before 1913? This business plot is so fucked up. They literally petitioned the greatest American World War I general, Smedley Butler, to go lead, 500,000 troops on Washington, D.C., take a militaristic coup and overthrow the government. They called it the most generic-ass thing, the business plot, so people would forget about it. And did you ever learn about it in school? Did anyone ever hear about this?
No.
I didn't hear about it until like a year ago.
Well, it's kind of boring, that's why. So, listen, no, let's talk, no, because now we're all sitting here, and Jimmy's such a great comedian, but I want to talk about something that we're not going to agree on. So, if I have to go, my favorite conspiracies, which I believe is true, they're turning the freaking frogs gay, there's astrazine in the water, and that's why everybody's transsexual, but I don't want to talk about that one. I want to talk about one we can actually argue about. I believe, you guys are going to call me crazy, I don't think Michael Jackson was a pedophile. Yes, no. Listen to this. I want to get Jimmy's opinion. So, okay, Wade Robinson and James Safechuck, the two guys in the Leaving Neverland documentary, James Safechuck said that he was raped in the train house. At the year that he said it, 1994, not only was the train house not built, but the company that Michael Jackson, the architecture firm, had not even drawn up the plans for it. So James Safechuck, already wrong. Wait, hold on. Wait, don't say anything yet. Wade Robinson, he's the lead in this court case right now. He testified two times as Michael Jackson's lead character witness in two different court cases, one with the FBI, it was a criminal case, and one civil case. Michael Jackson may have been a freak. He had arrested development. He became a professional singer at 5 years old, had no youth. But he would not be stupid enough to put a kid that he anally raped on the stand to be his character witness twice. And Wade Robinson even said after his death it didn't happen. If you look into it, there's a lot of documentaries about this. Wade Robinson was the guy that he was a choreographer. He did some videos for Britney Spears. He did all this thing. He was a dancer. That's why he liked Michael Jackson. He was supposed to be the lead choreographer for the Cirque du Soleil show, Michael Jackson Revolution, or whatever the hell it's called. And they didn't hire him. And then conveniently after that, he said that he was raped. So, Jimmy, is Michael Jackson innocent or guilty?
I don't think Michael Jackson was gay, but I think the kids he fucked were gay. And
he loved the kids. He was in Africa feeding the kids.
I've seen some. No, honestly,
Alex just wants to be one of the kids.
I would love to be one of the kids. Oh, my gosh.
No,
my dream.
I've seen a lot of information recently. Since the Diddy thing about Michael Jackson, that he was actually calling out some of the big people in the...
He was the first guy to say the news is fake.
And so, yeah, so I think they smeared him as that Jocko's crazy and all that shit, which... So I think there is probably a lot to what Alex is saying right now, and I bet that was all trying to smear him, but he was trying to call out the people who were running the music industry, and that... So, by the way, his closest security guy had retired when he turned like 75 or something, and then he hired a new guy who had some fucking weird connection to Diddy, right?
Yeah, but the people that he hired, I think it was like Live Nation or whatever that was putting on his, you know, it started off as 10 dates at the London O2.
I got a conspiracy theory. The government is sending us these fucking notifications, and they're going to do it one day for a false flag.
Yeah, probably right. Well, they already did it in Hawaii.
They
said bombs
are
bombs. I'm just saying, look into it. There's a lot more to the Michael Jackson story than the surface lets you see.
Alex, do you think it's normal that he sent fax messages, like, to the ceiling to kids saying, I love
well,
you.
Well, hey, I know that sounds crazy, but you know who Macaulay Culkin is? You ever seen Home Alone?
No.
Yeah, well,
no.
Macaulay Culkin spent the night at his house 20 times, over 20 times, and said Michael Jackson never touched him once.
Yeah, but what's that's
the,
a good...
What's the guy from the Goonies? What's that kid's name that's all crazy? Yeah. What's the guy that's been raped?
Ralph?
Corey Feldman. Corey Feldman, who was raped by Hollywood execs, spent the night with Michael Jackson over 15 times, he said, on the record. Never touched his dick, never touched his butthole.
So they no cuddle sessions. Michael didn't cuddle with any of those kids.
I don't
just
know.
Dry
I mean,
humping,
I wasn't
right?
there. I'm just saying. Well, I don't know if Michael Jackson was just sticking his dick in a bunch of kids.
About...
I don't think so. I don't think that. He was. Let me say this. He was investigated by the FBI for 19 years. Listen, and one of the kids that said that he was molested said he had a birthmark on his dick. Michael Jackson offered his dick. The FBI has a picture of his dick. This is true. Look it up. And guess what? He didn't have the birthmark, and the dick size was different than the kid described. So if you're
When you're little, dicks look bigger.
Yeah, that's true.
Like if you saw your dad taking a piss or anything.
Michael Jackson was mentally ill. He did not get to mature like us. He has what is called arrested development. So his maturity level was much lower. So for kids, when you're the most famous guy in the world and every adult is kissing your ass, it's probably nice to be near a kid that sounds crazy that doesn't know you're the biggest guy in the world. I know that sounds crazy. I know that sounds weird.
I wouldn't doubt that they also killed Prince.
Yeah, they killed Prince. He died of a fentanyl overdose. They all die of a fentanyl overdose.
But why are you acting so confident about it?
Because
you don't fucking know that.
I don't know. I don't know. But I know Wade Robinson and James Safechuck has been caught lying. Wade Robinson, look this up, was his lead character witness. So you're telling me Michael Jackson's so dumb, be like, oh, I anally raped that kid for 20 years, but I'm going to go put him on the stand and say, oh, that's my lead character witness in a case where his whole life is on the line. This is a serious case by the FBI. And like I said, he was investigated for 19 years. And there was one accusation that said that he had child porn. Didn't have child porn. He had vintage carnival art. No, I swear, it was a vintage art, and in the art, like, it was like little kids in a, you know, it's like the peeing fountain. You see the baby peeing fountain? It was like a picture of that, and they try to consider it. Didn't get arrested, didn't get charged. So,
you know what? I have a test. I could tell if a guy's gay. I have a gay
what
test.
Is it? Yeah.
If I look at a guy and my dick gets hard, gay. And man, do they come out in the summer. I'll tell you that. Look at all the queers in the front row. Am I right? Anyway.
I think the Macaulay Culkin thing might be a psyop, because if you're fucking kids and you want to get the highest profile kid and intentionally not fuck him, yeah. Be like, see everyone?
Well, then why did P. Diddy fuck Justin Bieber?
He's an idiot. I don't know. Did he do
Usher.
That?
I would think that Justin Bieber has probably done something weird, because Ellen DeGeneres is connected with Bieber. P. Diddy's...
Okay. I bet she's gay.
Oh, Ellen, yeah, she's...
I bet she's gay.
Big dyke. She's love that.
Yeah.
So do you think that Michael Jackson was raped as a kid?
Probably I think he just so. Used to. By the way, I used to wrestle in high school, not very long, usually just until I came. But if I could have controlled my orgasm, I could have went to state. Honest to God, boy, did my dad hate Saturdays. Oh shit! My opponents are like, look what you're. I'm like, they're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, look what you're fucking wearing. Anyway, the point is, I forgot what the point is. Go ahead.
No, you made the point, but I'm just saying. Free Michael Jackson, but let's talk about one now. I want to talk about something we're going to disagree on, right? This is the minds of man. We shouldn't all be like-minded.
Aliens. How about I bought a pocket pussy once and hated it. Tasted like plastic. The point is... All right, over to you. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you guys know Joe Rogan, the biggest podcaster on the planet, just had Bart Sobrell on, and they kind of talked about it. Now, you guys, I know this is what's going to piss people off.
What did they talk about?
They talked about the moon landing, Jimmy. You ever heard of
it? Well, some of that shit, but, I think the moon landing actually happened. But
No, Jimmy! Jimmy, it's the only technology that goes backwards. How is that even possible? The Van Allen radiation belt. Every single person that set foot on the moon was a Freemason. Like, come on. We can't go there today. Yet, 1969, we're having a phone call with Richard Nixon in real time. My cell phone doesn't work on 6th Street. And yet, you got motherfuckers be like, oh, hey, Richard Nixon, I'm out here. Oh, man, Neil Armstrong, I got a space boner. I'm the first guy to jack off on the moon. Yeah, right. Doesn't make sense. NASA, started by Wernher von Braun, Operation Paperclip, an actual Nazi that created rockets that killed people all over Poland. We didn't give him a Nuremberg trial. We said, hey, come over here. You can be best friends with Walt Disney and run our NASA program. So listen, that's a farcical thing when they say, oh, after the Holocaust, everybody went to the Nuremberg trial. False. Dr. Mengele was in South America. And I'm just telling you, a lot of what they tell us about WW2, bullshit.
So Alex, why don't more countries fake a moon landing? Why?
Well, this is why. Well, this is why other countries, people are like, well, why wouldn't Russia or freaking China expose America? Because you don't expose somebody if you have blackmail on them. So if they say, hey, look, we got you dead and rights. We know that you faked the thing. Then they can manipulate us. So, and if this is the thing, when you talk about our space programs, we're fighting a proxy war with Russia right now. But our astronauts are just hanging out with Russians right now on the International Space Station. So you tell me, we're fighting a war then. We're going to kill Putin. We just sent them $70 billion, but our astronauts are just, oh, they're just hanging out in space, you know, jacking around, having a good time. It's all bullshit, guys. It's all, these geopolitical conflicts are bullshit.
Are you saying that space is fake?
Well, don't get me started on that! Don't get me started on that!
No, the truth is, I think we went to the moon, but they also printed a bunch of fake shit to propagandize Russia so that they could make them think that we were doing better than we were. Alex Jones was here at one point, and he told me that it's an astronaut graveyard, that they just kept sending dudes there over and over and just kept crashing into the planet and dying, and they wouldn't tell us that.
Well, and speaking of the moon landing, look up Gus Grissom. He was the original man that was supposed to land on the moon, and he hung a lemon on the lunar lander. You got to look this up, Jimmy. And conveniently, on the test launch, look up Gus Grissom. On the test launch, they put too much oxygen in the capsule. They weren't even going to lift it up. They were just getting in it to practice, like sitting in the seats, and they blew up and died. And Gus Grissom's family will tell you today that he was murdered. So just look into it. You know the government lies. The government will literally pee on you and tell you it's right.
Alex, what about Apollo 13?
That's another thing. This is why Apollo 13, they had to fake that, because this is no joke. Look this up. The Apollo moon landings were losing in the ratings to I Love Lucy at the time. I swear. I'm dead serious, Jimmy. I'm dead serious.
But Lucy was good.
It was a great show, yes! Yes! Oh, we got to talk about Mandela effects. That's a really good one. You know, supposedly said, what is it? Lucy, I'm home. That was never in the show or whatever.
Lucy.
Whatever. There's some weird Mandela effect. My point is they had to create more public relations to actually people to get behind, because they were like, oh, they walked on the moon.
I got to ask the expert on conspiracy theories, Luke. Did we land on the moon?
No.
Yeah!
I mean, not me and you. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about humanity as a whole.
You might think you landed on the moon when you do a lot of drugs, but otherwise, me and Ian didn't go to the moon, so I'm sorry. We didn't.
Confirmed. We did not go to the moon.
I mean, I just think it's easier to fake it than to go to the actual moon. And, you know, this is another thing. Even Obama says we can't leave low Earth orbit today. And the moon is 250,000 miles. The International Space Station is 160 miles. That's the farthest we can go with any of Elon Musk's rockets today. And even Elon Musk said, you can look this up, that if we were going to go to the moon on a Starship rocket, we'd need 9 payloads of gas or whatever they use to fly the thing. So we don't have the payload to take a Starship to the moon right now. Look it up. Look up Elon.
We'll be right back.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I know I'm crazy. I was dropped on my head as a child, but that doesn't make me wrong, okay?
They did that Bart guy say they actually destroyed the moon technology?
They lost all the telemetry data. They lost all the telemetry data, or telemetry, I don't even know how to say it. They lost all of the blueprints because Ron Howard said, hey, I want to put all this stuff in I want to do IMAX, and I want to blow it up to 150 feet and put it in this big theater and show it. And they said, oh, well, we accidentally deleted all the footage. You can't make it. So you have the world's greatest achievement. You put a man on the moon, yet you lose all the data. You lose the blueprints to how to even build the lunar lander. It doesn't make sense. And if you watch the video, a lunar lander, there's no blast crater. It's just going up. It looks like a model. There's no blast crater. There's not even dust on the landing pods that went on the moon. Look up a picture, Jimmy.
Jimmy's not on board.
There's no space dust. There's no moon dust on the fucking landers. And you're telling me they went up there and they brought golf clubs. This is their official story. They snuck golf clubs up there. And so you're telling me they're up there doing a Tiger Woods banging each other on the moon, and we're just sitting here, you know, sucking dick. No way!
So isn't there an astronaut that actually slugged a guy?
Yeah, Bart Sobrell. He was just on Joe Rogan's. He's the one that got hit by Neil Armstrong. And
so why would
Buzz Aldrin? But Neil Armstrong never did interviews. After he landed from the moon, he never did public interviews.
Why wouldn't Buzz Aldrin? He wanted him to swear on a Bible that he was on a. Why wouldn't he just swear on the fucking Bible? That was the thing that got me.
That's
just
weird.
Just go ahead and swear on it. But he'd rather slug the guy.
That's weird. Why not swear on
that
it?
That is weird. I'll give you that.
Hey, I went to the moon. I mean, it's how easy is that? But they wouldn't do it. That was
you sound like you're a moon truther.
I'm a moon truther. Is the moon even real?
Do you think that Buzz is starting to question it himself? Like talking about Mandela effect.
Well, the head of NPR would say that there is no truth if we went to the moon or not. Everybody has their own truth. Alex has his, and I have mine, and we're supposed to meet in the middle somewhere. So maybe we went halfway to the moon.
Maybe.
Depending on how you look at it.
There is a ridiculous interview. Buzz Aldrin on C-SPAN is talking about the monolith on Phobos, which is one of the moons of Mars. You can see pictures of this little like protrusion out of Phobos. And Buzz says, who put it there? We don't know. Like, watch the interview.
Dude, Mars looks like it was torn open. Now you see that fucking giant.
No, that was
chasm.
Uranus.
Well, it's funny you say the monolith.
Uranus.
No, Bill, I gotta talk about this. I don't want to step on your joke, but you know, Bill, it's funny you say the monolith. We all carry around a black screen monolith in our pockets. I know that's weird, but the monolith is there's a lot of weird predictive programming with the monolith. This is literally a monolith right here. When
isn't
it's
made
black.
Of obsidian? That's the black rock.
I'm just saying something's weird, guys. They don't tell us the truth. We're too dumb. That's why they give you a vaccine with no long-term testing, and everybody's like, I'll get it if I get a free cheeseburger.
I got a conspiracy theory. I think vaccines might actually be good for you sometimes.
Oh. Which one? Let's see. Our autism rates are at a level we've never seen. And if you guys look up the MMR vaccine, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, even the vaccine schedule, if you spread it out and you give the kid the vaccine later on in life, there's less likelihood of autism. But they still do it at a young age. And every single doctor, when they give you that vaccine, how they rate them, how the insurance companies rate them or the pharmaceutical companies, is not by how many they give, but how many percentage of patients get it. So that's why it's so important that every patient gets it. So even if you see 1,000 patients, if your percentage is low, you're not going to get as many bonuses. So they're encouraged to vaccinate heavy. Listen, every freaking kid, why does a kid need an HPV vaccine? Who's going to, I mean, unless they're hanging
Michael
out with Michael Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah,
his
kid. Jackson's kids.
Okay, Michael's kid. Crazy theory about MMR. I've
Maybe they're
this.
Catholic.
Apparently, HIV was introduced into the population through a bad batch of MMR in the early 1980s, and they gave it to people all over the country, but it was the dudes in New York that were partying till 5 a.m. and the dudes in San Francisco doing poppers till 5 a.m. They happened to be gay, so those were the guys that got really sick from it. HIV takes over your immune system. If you get sick from it, then you get sicker faster. So these guys came down hard, and they thought it was a gay disease. But in truth, it was a tainted vaccine.
Well,
hypothetically.
We know the cure to HIV. It's money.
Well, who was it? Kamal Bell said, have you seen Magic Johnson? What's the cure for AIDS? Gravy? Because he's fucking putting on weight like crazy.
He's a heavy guy. Yeah, but his son, isn't that weird, though? His son is like 6'6", and it looks like his son's a transsexual.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah, why? And then Dwayne Wade as well has a transsexual son. It's very weird that all these big celebrities have it. Like, have you not seen all the Hollywood celebrities that have it? Ben Affleck has a trans son.
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a trans son. Listen, guys, no kid is born in the wrong body. That is a conspiracy. If you're like 18, you want to cut your dick off, go ahead. But the fact that we have these evil parents that are convincing kids that they're born in the wrong body is sick. It's sick. And these Hollywood celebrities are they're just parading them around like they're the next Gucci bag or some sort of social symbol.
I disagree with that because I used to say even when I was in college that I was a lesbian born in a man's body. and now people are saying that with a straight face, fucking real.
For real. They're dead serious.
That's hilarious. Anyway, the world has become a parody of itself. So, the smallpox vaccine... People always point to the smallpox vaccine. If you actually look into the smallpox vaccine, people revolted against the smallpox vaccine. And towns would not take it, and they tried to make them. And so it's this. Vaccines are way overrated, no matter what Jon Stewart tells you.
And Jonas Salk's son died from a vaccine. The inventor of the vaccine's son. He vaccinated his son, and his son died.
Well, the first batch of polio vaccines fucking made everybody sick, right? You know that. And then the polio that was... So they now give this polio vaccine to the third world that gives people polio, right? They don't give it to people in America anymore because I guess there'd be a lawsuit or something. But when they found polio in the water in New York, they said, oh, this isn't naturally occurring. This is coming from a fucking vaccine. So, yeah, the vaccines are way more suspect than people want to let on. And RFK Jr., it's weird that nobody will bring him on and debate him. Isn't that so? I wish somebody would. And, you know, it's what Trump was supposed to have a vaccine panel. And because RFK convinced him to have a vaccine panel in the Senate, and he was going to do it. And then Bill Gates convinced him not to. He said, no, that would be bad thing. That's a direct quote. That would be bad thing. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't a guy like Bill Gates, by the way, who's just a good guy trying to help people.
Yeah.
And you got to, and now he's infecting mosquitoes. And so now they put genetically modified mosquitoes to bite you. And is that not the definition of uninformed consent? Because I didn't consent to being fucking bit by a mosquito with shit in it that Bill Gates engineered genetically. But they're releasing it in Hawaii. They're doing it in Florida. They're doing it right now. I'm not making this up. Like, they talk about it on the news. So anyway, and by the way, he's now Bill Gates is now vaccinating farm animals. And but this is all for our own good.
And I've got to say this. It's just, speaking of Bill Gates, he even said that we need to reduce the population to stop climate change.
The way we reduce the population is through the vaccination, which, of course, he also comes down and says that there's way too many people in this world, which conveniently could be reduced just by injecting people with some strange substances.
He wants to reduce population growth rate. It's different than actually reducing the total number.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, I mean, okay, maybe he doesn't want to kill people. He wants to stop people from producing. I'm just saying he wants to reduce the population either way.
Can I say, I think what a real conspiracy theory is that I've come around to this since the COVID. When I saw all the lies, COVID was, they lied about everything. There wasn't a thing they didn't lie about. They lied about the origin of the virus. They lied about who funded it. They lied about masks. They lied about natural immunity, herd immunity. They lied about the stopping transmission, stopping contraction. They lied about side effects. They lied about, there wasn't a fucking thing they didn't lie about the vaccine. And so those same people are telling me that the planet's going to overheat if we don't stop carbon, and they're taking private jets to symposiums to tell me that, and they say the thing we have to tackle first isn't the military-industrial complex, which is the biggest emitter of carbon. And, you know, Greta Thunberg is never going to ever protest outside of a new military base. In fact, she's pro-war in Ukraine. She went and high-fived Zelensky. So those same fucking people say that we have to tackle climate change is to shut down Dutch farms and get rid of lawnmowers in California. Fuck you. As soon as you get rid of private jets, that's when I'll believe you.
Well, COVID was a lie, but I got it. Now I want to ask about this conspiracy, and Jimmy's probably going to have a panic attack. How big is Michelle Obama's dick,
Come
Jimmy?
On.
Is it bigger than Obama's? Well, Obama did write gay love letters to his girlfriend saying that he fantasized about having
sex. He did do that.
Yeah.
He made love to men in his mind every day.
But
isn't that what he said?
That's gay as hell.
If you ever get stoned, you know that that's normal. Right? No? No, I didn't.
That's not normal.
I hope Tim is not watching this. I hope Tim is not watching this.
It's abnormal. It's abnormal. That's what I meant to say. It's abnormal. You know, you get sexually fluid when you're high. Man, I'm an Obama simp, bro.
Okay.
Well, I'm right.
Well, and then, you know, it's funny, we were talking about 9-11, but guys, let's talk about this conspiracy that the Taliban actually cut down all the poppy fields during the Afghanistan war. And then conveniently, when we left, we didn't need these poppy fields anymore. A huge fentanyl crisis started happening. So I believe, if you look up the Iran-Contra, that we actually traded cocaine to Nicaragua, excuse me, the Nicaraguans, Sandinistas, gave us a cocaine, we gave them guns, and then we gave that cocaine to Freeway Ricky Ross, Griselda Blanco, and some of the biggest cocaine kingpins in the 80s. So not only does our government sell drugs, the CIA benefits from selling and using drugs, and that's how they fund their black operations. So
they're probably doing it right now with fentanyl as well.
That's what I'm saying. They know China is
because if they wanted
the
to stop it, they would. You know, they have all the January Sixers. They're arresting them for touching a desk, but you can't stop all the fentanyl coming in from China. As of course, the CIA also works with the Chinese as they developed the COVID-19 virus under the Wuhan laboratory, and then that conveniently somehow accidentally happened to be a case of someone eating a bat next to the laboratory that they were working and weaponizing the whole thing on, right?
And you know the bat quarter. You know a quarter in 2020 came out with a bat on it. Did you know this?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Google that. There was a quarter that had a bat on it.
Predictive
they're just
programming.
They mock us. They literally mocking us. The people that are running the world, they think it's funny. It's kind of like in the movie, what's the movie with the two rich guys and Eddie Murphy? At the very end of it, they like trading places. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but it's a movie about like this really rich guy and this homeless guy, Eddie Murphy. They switch places, and Eddie Murphy gets to become an executive. And at the end of the movie, they ruin both these guys' lives, and then they go, oh, well, you won the bet, and it was $1. Like these people, the same fraternity that they were in college, they go join Skull and Bones, or they join the Freemasons, or whatever it is. But there are secret societies that laugh at us and mock at us, and they mock us, and they think it's funny that we're falling for all their traps.
Is it because we're both animal and like psychic beings, and these people have so much money, their animals are so cared for that they've just become like super psychic, and they're like, let's just fuck with the animals. And if they don't know they're not animals, then let's just let them flail.
Maybe. And this is another one Jimmy might disagree with, and this is Tucker, my biological stepfather, got canceled for this last week. I don't believe, this is a big conspiracy, I don't believe in abiogenesis. I don't believe that we evolved from pond scum. I don't think one cell split and then all of a sudden we got monkeys, dinosaurs, and all of us. I do believe that.
Why couldn't that be, though? Why couldn't that be?
What
if
do you
God
mean?
Is all pond, I do believe, I'm not
there's
an
no, there's no transitional species for me, and I just don't think it's possible, personally, because what did they say? Everything came from nothing? That makes no sense.
Just because there's no transitional species, that's the fact. Yeah. Anyway, so all I'm just saying is that if God is all-powerful, God could do, he could make us all come from a single-celled organism. He could do whatever the fuck he wants. He's God.
I mean, there's like, you know, small evolutions, like birds sleep with birds and they have bigger beaks, you know. I mean, there are the traits that we can pass down. But the idea that, like, two birds are going to fuck and a whale is going to come out, it just doesn't compute to me. Or that a fish is going to grow feet and walk out of the... and then they'll even tell us, we got alligators, right?
But you the alligator... Have you seen Chris Christie's kids?
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is...
I'm saying, we got alligators. They said the alligators are living in the dinosaur era, and I didn't see the alligators evolved anything. And then they even say we evolved from monkeys, and why are there still fucking monkeys? I mean, what the hell? We still got monkeys in the zoo.
Come on.
I'm not a monkey's uncle, Jimmy. I'll tell you that much. I'm a pimp on a blimp, man. I was created by the highest of high.
Your transitional species is probably the Neanderthal.
Yeah,
when I look at you.
I am mongoloid.
You got that
yeah.
big forehead. You got that frontal lobe. Intelligence. Because some monkeys fuck non-monkeys and have ish monkey babies. Some monkeys got high on mushrooms and then got smarter.
That's
and then eventually
right.
their hair started falling off because they're fucking tweaking and then they're just no longer monkeys one day. They're you.
So, Alex.
Ian's describing his weekend.
Does that mean that you're in Tucker and Bart's camp, that aliens are spiritual entities?
Well, it's funny you say that, because, guys, let's get really weird. Y'all want to get weird? Y'all want to get really weird? Y'all ever heard of giants called Nephilim? Y'all ever heard of Nephilim? Yes. Jimmy's going to go crazy. Well, supposedly, and this is why they love the number 33, because a third of the angels were casted out of heaven onto earth, and these angels slept with humans, and then that's why they had these Nephilim, and that's why you heard David and Goliath. But supposedly, there's different kinds of Nephilim. There's supposedly Nephilim that live in the ocean that we don't even know about. And you're like, oh, that's crazy. So my point is, I don't think aliens come from outer space. I think there's a possibility that there are weird creatures that we can't find in the ocean, because this is the deepest we can go. The deepest we can go, guys, is called Mariana's Trench. That's 8 miles deep. The deepest we can go on land is the Great Borehole in Russia, 8 miles deep. So they tell you that, oh, we've explored the whole world. They even say this, Jimmy. They say this. NASA says this, that we know more about space than we know about the ocean. You've heard that?
Yes.
But I've never had space sushi. I've had sushi every day of my life, but I've never eaten a fish from space. So my point is, we've all swam in the ocean. We've all seen the ocean. But they'll look you in the face and be like, oh, we know more about those stars that we've never been to that we look at through a telescope than the fucking ocean that we all live by and swim in every day. So that's mocking us when they tell us that.
You know what? So, well... Okay, applaud. That's good. So, but the number at 33, I will give you that. There's something to that because that was Larry Bird's number, and he was white, and he was a great basketball player. So
yeah.
Anomalous.
Oh, let's get into that. Guys, sports rigged. My favorite conspiracy, how we know this. Super Bowl 58. What is 5 plus 8? That's 13. Who was the pinnacle of the Super Bowl? You guys ever heard of a bitch named Taylor Swift? Guess what her favorite number is? 13. She's born on December 13th. In the Super Bowl 58, 5 plus 8, 13, versus the 49ers. Listen, 4 plus 9, 13. She's dating Travis Kelce, number 87. 100 minus 87, 13! What the hell? Why am I seeing 13 every second? And guess who wins the fucking Super Bowl? The bitch that took a 13-hour flight from Japan on the same day of the fucking game.
I gotta back up what you're saying about.
It's
this, rigged.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but I'm pretty sure 5 plus 8 is 12.
That was awkward.
Yeah.
You're right about the animals from under the ground. I just found this out. Under the Earth's surface, under the ocean, is 5 times more water than all the water in the ocean on the surface.
Well,
you pull out your phone and search it right now.
How do they know that?
No, but listen to this. Now I'm really going to go crazy. Y'all remember, is it the 1934 or 1939 Geneva Convention? It was the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers that even said, hey, we need to create scarcity because we got this oil. So this is what they said. They said that we get our oil and gas from dinosaur bones. That's what they tell us. Did you know this?
Where do we get it from? I thought we got it from Saudi Arabia.
They say that oil and gas or petroleum is other than water, is the second most abundant source or resource that we have here on Earth. We have enough oil and gas in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to supply the whole world. That's why Joe Biden's like, you know, limiting all of our oil resources, because he knows it's unlimited and that we make money on it. They won't let new oil rigs come out in Houston, Texas. Like our state of Texas right now, people are struggling because Biden has put an embargo and not letting new oil drill or new drills be built. We got enough oil and gas for everybody. When Trump was president, gas was like $1.87 a gallon.
Well, did you know that Venezuela, I found out, this is true, has more oil than Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
And when I heard that, I knew it was just a matter of time before we had to bring some democracy to those people in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Alex, why didn't Trump drop the bombs about 9/11 and JFK?
Well, because he's probably compromised too. Listen, I love Donald Trump, and I like him. I think he's good, but he's still not talking about the vaccine injured. So, I mean, that's bad.
He's still pretending the vaccine was a success.
I know, and I don't like
that. He's tripling down on it now.
And I'm friends
with...
And
Bill Barr, during his presidency, covered up the Epstein assassination.
That's right.
Alleged assassination.
And JFK. But you know, this is not my excuse for Donald Trump, but this is my excuse, because I'm friends with Laura, his daughter-in-law, who I love, so I love the Trump family. Is that if the CIA told you that you need to shut the fuck up, you'd probably shut the fuck up. Because the CIA even says, listen, this is what they say. They say, we're more powerful than the president because the president only serves a 4 or 8 year term. The CIA never leaves. So they're more powerful than our president.
So I'll tell you what. If the CIA told me to shut the fuck up, I would start screaming louder and go out in the blaze of fucking glory.
And then you're going to be on Hillary Clinton's kill list.
Because there is no death. There's no opposite of life. Death is the opposite of birth. We all are eternal, and I'm fucking looking forward to it, okay?
That's the spirit.
By the way, the CIA already used Pegasus to tap into my phone and my... So when I was coming home, I had testified at the Security Council at the UN, and I'm on the plane, and it says, MacBook The now has access to your iCloud account. And I was like, what the fuck? So I land, and I call my IT guy, who's former military intelligence, and I tell him what happened, and he goes, holy shit, Jimmy, even I couldn't do that. That has to be a nation state that did that, probably the Mossad, and because that costs millions of dollars, right? And they used Pegasus to do it. So he checked it out, and I said, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't have given that speech at the UN. And then he laughed, and I go, no, I just gave a speech at the UN about the Nord Stream pipeline. And he goes, oh, fuck, well, that's what it is. So yeah. if I If I have the balls to keep fucking going as a goddamn YouTuber with absolutely no power in the fucking world, Donald Trump should fucking nut up and be a man. He's fucking going to die in 5 years anyway.
I agree. I think, and you know, also, not even trying to white knife for Donald Trump, but, you know, the whole time he's an officer trying to impeach him, he did get a bad break in office. I mean, you have to admit that. You know, you
that he got a bad break?
Well, I'm saying, why he was in office? You don't think they were weaponized against him
trying to
impeach him the whole
time? Of course
they
did. They lied to the FISA court. The FBI lied to the FISA court 17 times so they could tap his phone. They tapped his phone, and they still couldn't find a crime that he was guilty of that they weren't also guilty of themselves. And so, yeah, they've thought that's all that shit. Russiagate, complete fucking bullshit. I was the first one to fucking debunk it on my show. I brought Bill Binney on my show to show that the Russians could not have tapped in to the DNC server. So, yeah, I'm on board with all that. And I had Cornel West on my show, and I had to show him that they're using the same RICO statute and the same grand jury to prosecute Donald Trump as they're using to prosecute the people protesting Stop Cop City, the expansion of the police state. And when I turned to Cornel West and I said, now do you see the game that's being played? And he looked at me and goes, you're a Trumper. And I was like, fuck, isn't it amazing? Everyone is a fucking... I go, luckily, I'm not as dumb as a Harvard professor, and I can see the goddamn game that's being played, and the Harvard professor doesn't have the balls of a fucking pothead YouTuber to tell the truth about what's actually happening. Because if Cornel West or Bernie Sanders or Alex or me or anybody actually stood up against the establishment like Julian Assange did and made a headache for him, they'd do the same fucking thing to you and me and anybody. And that's why Cornel West and Bernie Sanders won't say a fucking thing, and they go right along with the weaponization of the justice system against the former president of the United States. Hey, if we're now... I had a friend say to me, he goes, Jimmy, what? I'm sorry, Donald Trump committed crimes. If we're prosecuting past presidents because they commit crimes, why does George Bush still walk the earth a fucking free man?
And don't
or
forget
Barack Obama, who assassinated a 16-year-old American citizen who never even answered for that specific crime. You brought up Bill Binney. That guy also exposed how the NSA was spying on all of us when the government was telling us, no, that's a conspiracy theory. You think the government's in your phone? Even before Edward Snowden, we confronted General Hayden to his face as NSA officials were literally caught masturbating to people's private nudes. This was before even Snowden, and he had the gall to lie to Congress, to lie to the American people. We confronted him, and he told us, no, we're not spying on you. That's not happening. That was all fucking bullshit. They are spying, and now House Republicans are even fighting for the right of the government to fucking spy on you, as probably as a whole bunch of compromise on all of those criminals as well. And that's why they can't speak out, because they're pathetic, coward losers. And Jimmy called it right here. You said it 100%. These people are pathetic. Life is short. It's beautiful. You have to stand up to the power structure, or you can let fear conquer you. Sadly, these people have been conquered by fear. These people have been compromised, and that's why the solution will never be political. It won't be Donald Trump, who got vaccinated and boosted, by the way. It won't be someone casting a vote that's going to save you. It's going to be you realizing what the fuck's going on and not being a victim of this larger perpetual fucking Ponzi scheme that we're all a part of.
And they use all this cultural bullshit. They use identity politics. They want you to identify with your race, your ethnicity, your gender, your trans, your all this. And that's a way to keep us all divided, hating each other, and take our eye off the ball, which is the oligarchy that comes from the WEF and runs the whole fucking planet. And we have to come together, left, right, workers of all, truckers, farmers, and workers of all stripes, come together to oppose those motherfuckers, or else our country is going to be Brazil in 5 fucking minutes.
And remember, Occupy Wall Street, in the beginning days of Occupy Wall Street, the left and the right came together.
That scared them.
It was end defenders, it was leftist, it was actually anti-war, free speech, leftist, with Ron Paulers standing together, literally marching on the U.S. Federal Reserve every single day, and the elite shit themselves when they realized, holy shit, these people are coming together, these people are speaking to each other, we need to ramp up the bullshit, the propaganda, the disinformation, and that's why when we saw all the race talk after
100%.
Occupy Wall Street just ramped up, ratcheted, so we hate each other, so we see each other's differences, because once we see each other as common men and women, then they fucking lose. Then they don't have jack shit.
That's right. They did a controlled demolition of our economy during COVID, which smashed everybody except a handful of millionaires and billionaires, and they want me to hate my neighbor for the economic pain that I was feeling because my neighbor wouldn't take a vaccine that didn't work the way they said it did in the first fucking place.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to hate my neighbor. I'm going to love my neighbor because they're hurting the same way I am, and I'm going to join with them to oppose those fucking cocksuckers if it's the last goddamn thing I do.
You got. I agree. Decentralized autonomous governance is the way to go. You govern locally, and that's more powerful than any centralized figure. But I gotta say, warrantless wiretapping domestically is a good thing, because globally, they're doing it to us anyway. Every country on earth is spying us, so why not have our own government do it too, for our own protection?
Well, speaking of spying, we're talking about, well, we cannot forget to mention the world's probably greatest spy, a guy by the name of Jeffrey Epstein, who worked for Mossad, that literally flew kids and children all over the world and would bang them. And listen, Jeffrey Epstein, you think he killed himself? You're smoking crack, all right? The guy obviously was murdered. Why? Because he has information on everybody. And they do this. You guys have watched James Bond. They get, it's called being honeypotted, where they'll have a girl, and they'll have a sexy girl or a sexy guy if you're gay, which is whatever. But I'm saying they'll use you and they'll manipulate you. So the fact is, they'll give you a list of, you know, somebody's personal information all day long, but they'll never give us the list of Epstein's flight logs. Like, we'll never know the truth of what really happened there. So if they won't tell us why Epstein was with Bill Clinton 26 times on Little St. James Island, they're never going to tell us the truth. We know why. Probably.
Oh, Mike, he had one. Sucks. Mike Johnson had one meeting with the CIA and immediately flipped against the American people.
Yeah.
One fucking meeting.
My point,
and it's
exactly
like Bill Hicks said. I don't know if you remember Bill Hicks. He had this joke. And he said, I think whenever someone becomes president, they take him into a room and they show him a video of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. And then they go, any questions? And that's what happened to Mike Johnson.
Do you guys think that global technocratic, econo-technocratic governance is inevitable? Like, we're just becoming cyborgs? Question mark?
I don't know about that. I mean, you've been on too much magic mushrooms today
yourself.
I don't. I lost you on that. No, but the world we live in is literally full of lies. I don't even know where you get truth, because, I mean, let's talk about the conflict in Israel and Palestine right now. Like, listen, obviously Hamas is bad, but I also don't like Israel blowing up the world's central kitchen. Like, we're never going to get the truth. We don't know how many Palestinian civilians have died with Hamas. They say, Israel will say it's like 1-to-1, but really, you know, the Palestinians will say like 11,000-to-1. So I think that they lie about everything. We don't know how many people are dying there. We don't know how many people died in Afghanistan. And then also, a big conspiracy, the Vietnam War. How did the Vietnam War start? It started by the Gulf of Tonkin. Gulf of Tonkin was fake. They engineered that to start a war that killed millions of people. So it's just, they lie to us constantly.
They wanted oil. They wanted that Vietnamese oil. They told everybody it was about communism, but they wanted that fucking oil off the east coast of Vietnam. Okay, conspiracy theory.
Isn't there oil in Gaza, right? There's over half a billion or $500 billion in oil and gas under Gaza and off the coast.
Yeah. And a potential new Suez canal that they're building there.
And then that's right. They want to build another canal. Yeah, whole deal. So it's all about money.
Their global technocracy is trying to get people under this digital control, this digital currency where they can turn you off at any time. They want your mind in the machine at all times. But the problem is, they don't. If the power goes out, they're fucked. So they're building solid state electricity. They want to tap the vacuum for electricity so the machines are always on.
Well, but we're so propagandized. No kidding. We're so propagandized in America, and people don't realize. That's the thing, right? People in China know they're being fucking bullshitted. People in America think when they turn on Anderson Cooper, Rachel Maddow, and Sean Hannity that they're being told the truth, even though they're telling them the exact same fucking lies about COVID, about vaccines, about China, about Ukraine, about whatever it is, right? And in America, we can't tell the difference between a freedom fighter and a fucking Nazi, right? We look at the truckers who are freedom fighters in Canada, and we call them Nazis, and we look at Nazis in Ukraine, and we call them fucking freedom fighters. That's how fucked up things are.
Yeah.
Like, George Washington was a terrorist, according to King
George.
That's
right.
He literally...
Wait, real quick, another conspiracy. You know George Washington was not our first president.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, we had 14 presidents before when we were the Continental Congress, so America's had other presidents. So a lot of people don't know that. People don't realize there's 14 presidents before.
Do you think George Washington was chosen by the Illuminati?
I have no idea. Probably, so I don't have no idea. The Illuminati, though, I think is real.
Yeah, Ben Franklin was in the Illuminati. He had like
they had all those baby bodies. Yeah, that's very
he used
weird.
To take dead bodies and pick
do you
them
guys
apart.
Think Hillary Clinton drinks the blood of children?
Hmm.
Adrenochrome? Do we think that? Jimmy, what do you think?
I think she does have. I think she does put out a hit on people just to relax. I think that.
Seth Rich? Did we mention Seth Rich?
Bernie. Oh man. Guy?
Yeah.
Huh? I was right about fucking Seth Rich, too. That's another thing. Everybody gave me shit about Seth Rich. They smeared me in the Washington Post. Fucking Dave Weigel put me in that with Nazis and pedophiles, and Jimmy Dore said Seth Rich. And now we find out that the FBI is not going to read. First they lied. They said he didn't have his computer. Then they said, okay, we do have his computer, and we can't get the data. Then they go, okay, we have the data, but we can't release it. And now they say they're not going to release it. Even though a court ordered it, they're not going to release the data on the Seth Rich computer for 65 years. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, did Seth Rich kill Kennedy? But the point is, and there isn't a conspiracy you can think of that there's something worse that's actually happened. That's my point.
My biggest one is the battle of heaven and hell's fucked up, dude. Lucifer was actually the good guy because Michael and all his fucking archangels were sitting around tripping
that's
balls.
That's called the serpent seed theory.
Yep, exactly. They're all these guys are doing group hallucinations. They're hearing God. And then Lucifer's like, yo,
that.
Motherfuckers, we got to take this electricity, which we still have left over from the Atlantis flood. We still have electricity. We got to bring it to the people, man. They need light. And Michael's like, no, it's too dangerous to give them that technology, Lucifer. And he's like, fuck you. So he goes off. He gives all these plebes the electricity. And Michael's like, it's war then. And they declare war. They incinerate the entire land. They call it hell. They demonize these people, these dukes and these kings. They say, don't ever question it. It was evil and they're demons.
Those are the mushrooms talking and the interdimensional demons that took him over and are now speaking through Ian right now.
Power of the light.
Isn't that Rosemary's Baby? I think that's Rosemary's Baby, right?
Well, real quick, because we only have a few minutes left, but one of my favorite conspiracies, guys, is the Tower of Babel. You guys ever seen this one? So Genesis chapter 11, verse 9, you flipped that, 9-11, weird. But, yeah, that's real. And in it, it talks about Nimrod wanted to build a kingdom to heaven to supposedly kill God. And what God did is he separated everybody into like 40 or 60 different tribes. I don't remember. My point is, what they're trying to do is they want to reverse engineer that. They want a one world order. They want one currency. They want one ruler. And that's literally what Hillary Clinton's plan is. So it comes literally from the Bible. So I do believe there are Satanists that are running the world. And they like to take the Bible and they like to invert it. These people like Aleister Crowley, who every celebrity loves, they take something good and they do the exact opposite. So, I mean, if they tell you the truth, believe the opposite.
All right, here we go. We're going to go down the line. Jimmy, top conspiracy that needs to be exposed and where people can find you.
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't know this question was coming, but, you know, the thing that I'm working on is, I would say 9/11 or that the vaccine is safe and effective. And because that's the biggest fucking murderous thing that's, I think, happened in my lifetime. If they say that COVID, the virus, killed millions of people, well, that was engineered by the United States as a bioweapon that was funded by Dr. Fauci, who lied twice to Congress when he was asked about it by Rand Paul. And so if he did fund that, which he did, the NIH admits they did, well, then they created a virus that killed millions and millions of people. And now we're finding out that the vaccine kills millions and millions of people. Excess deaths, 20, 30, 40% in countries. Only countries that have the biggest uptake of vaccines. You go to Africa, they don't have the excess deaths. They have it in countries that took the vaccine. So to me, that's the biggest thing that needs to be exposed. And people are still dying from it, right? And people still don't know. Well, so I was vaccine injured, and I was being treated by Dr. Pierre Corey. And I was saying, so am I out of the woods now? He goes, Jimmy, we don't know what's going to happen for 10 years. They don't know what the fucking effect of vaccines are, ones that we all took, and what's going to happen for at least 10 years. So we don't know how many more people are going to die, but we know people have died by way excess deaths. And why wouldn't excess deaths be the front page story in every newspaper and the lead story on every cable news show? Why wouldn't that be? Why wouldn't they want to figure out what that is about? They don't even talk about it. So I would say that's it.
And where can people find you?
They can find me at jimmydore.com, baby.
All right. Alex, go fast.
I'll go really fast because I know we got to go. Okay, guys, my favorite conspiracy, and you guys are all going to think I'm crazy, but this is what they say. They say that we're on a ball that's 25,000 miles around the equator that is spinning 66,000 miles an hour, that's orbiting the sun, that's moving four different directions. Yet every single night, you can go out in your backyard and you can see Polaris. It's in the same freaking spot. So my point is, if we're moving four different directions, why is that star in the same spot? So I think they're lying. I don't think the Earth is moving, believe it or not, guys. I know that sounds crazy. I know. I'm crazy. But even Albert Einstein said, look this up. Albert Einstein said that we couldn't tell that if we're standing still and everything is moving around us, or if we're moving and everything's standing still in relation to us. So look up Albert Einstein. I believe you think he's probably pretty smart. Oh, and nuclear bombs are probably not real. All right, guys, I'm Pimpon and Blimp, Primetime 99, Alex Stein. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever the hell. I'm all over.
Ian, go.
The biggest conspiracy is caffeine. This shit is fucking gets you high as fuck. And it kills your fucking sperm in high doses. We gotta make babies. We need to reproduce this planet. So cut that shit out of your diet, man. A little bit of caffeine once in a while, that's okay. Maybe a half a cup of coffee on Saturday. But fucking go for a walk in the morning, get 3 miles of exercise. You're gonna feel real good. You follow me, yep. Ian Crossland, we get down tonight.
The biggest conspiracy is that people believe that they don't have any power. They think that their neighbors are their enemies. That they think that they can't make a difference. And that's bullshit. We're living in a giant pyramid scheme controlled by criminals who gaslight us into believing that they're the good guys. They're not. They convince us that wars bring peace, drugs bring health, and that debt brings wealth. It doesn't. It's all a lie. And once we understand that lie, everything changes in our society, and that's what we need to do. That's why conspiracy theories, that's why searching for the truth is more important than ever, because this world is full of lies, but it could be an amazing world once we realize the greater truth and our power within it to change it. So get active, get engaged. We're doing a nature hike tomorrow with Alex Jones. Check more information about that on Twitter at LukeWeAreChange.
Thanks.
Bill Altman, everyone.
Give it up for Bill. He put this thing on.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.